whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 369. Crazy. On Saturday, February 1st, 2025, or in Aussie land, we're on Sunday, February 2nd. And it's just gone 10:02 a.m., So good morning, chat room. Chris is here. Thank you very much. You've been subscribed for 77 months, which is a long bloody time, which is, we've known each other a little bit longer than that. I was going to say, not too much. We have known each other a long time. Thank you very much. Very, very much for your support, my dear. I do greatly appreciate it. The channel, WoW Challenges appreciates it. So thank you for that. Zaya's here. Thank you. He said the intro is good. Excellent. Zep's here. Hi, Zep. Thank you. Thanks, guys, for hanging out with me. I do appreciate that. So what we're going to do... we've got a little bit of background, ambient music playing. Hopefully I've got it low enough that it's not going to impact anything. But we're going to go straight into the news. There's a few things. I had a look and I couldn't see a huge amount that stuck out to me on WoWhead, but we do have a couple of things to mention. So, first up, I want to say huge congratulations to Soft Iron on becoming our 26th The War Within Iron Man Challenge Champion. 26 irons already. It's a little crazy how many champions... we have got. I think I spoke about it last with the first show back, which is again wonderful. The write up for Soft Iron, which is that is done by Listen. So Listen is one of our players who he's been around for a little while, and Soft Iron is one of his tunes. So the write up I did yesterday, that's up on the website. So if you want to go and check out a bit of Soft Iron's journey and what Listen did with the tune and the tune's journey, please pop over to wowchallenges.com. All of our max level write-ups are there, unless of course you're an allied race. We don't do write-ups for the allied races, Evokers, Death Knights, and what's the other one? Demon Hunters. So, I always love to read it, because I know you're going to be like, Lita, that's, that would just be the way it is, but, I get to read it first, so it's kind of like it's like extra fun for me, because I get to read first about the journey and then obviously do the write-up, so you know, you guys, everyone can read on the website. So it's kind of fun. It takes me back to my Behind the Avatar days, which was a, you know, a podcast that I did for quite a few years before really WoW Challenges came along, and it was getting to know the person behind the character that they played. But you know, doing the tune write-ups is a little bit of that. So I always enjoy reading everyone's story, and you know, some people have very elaborate stories and some people don't. Some people, it's a lot more basic, but I do really enjoy reading what people think about and where they go and all of that. So at some stage, if you've, you know, got a few minutes, pop on over and have a read for sure. Okay. Again, we are in February. Where did January go? Anyone? Yeah. Lunar Festival's already begun, which was a little scary when I logged into the game yesterday. And I'm literally only getting to play really on the weekend. During the week, it's not happening. It's work is another beast that just is, it just seems to keep growing. Of going from bad to worse. But anyway, I know Chris can thoroughly understand to what I'm talking about. But yeah, I hopped into the game and I was like, oh my god, trading post should reset today. Lunar Festival had already begun, which I wasn't anticipating that, because I thought maybe we had a few more days, but it began on the 28th of January. Hi, Mrs. Rakuru. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here. So Lunar Festival's already begun. It started on the 28th of January. It's going to run until the 11th of February. So it's earlier than what it was last year, which of course kind of threw me out a bit. And I will get the guide sorted after I've done all the show stuff today. I've prepped the information in my draft, so I don't stress about it. I've prepped stuff, and it seems to be that there's there's new elders in the new continent, so that's, like, again, that's fantastic, because we want coins, because there's a new mount for 75 coins of ancestry, which yeah, I literally went and got one and then went to the vendor and it was like, you can buy it because you've still got your coins from last year and probably the year before, because I've already got everything. So if I don't spend the coins, they sit in my bank. So I literally could just buy the mount and was like, okay, I don't need to go around. But of course I did the new ones, because, you know, I need the achievement, guys. I need that, you know. Boom, there goes the achievement. Thank you. So yeah, not much new this year. So those are really the two big things. So again, I'll just look at getting the post up later, once I get all of this done and the show sorted. So again, just please tread carefully if you're going to places that you know, might be a little bit hostile for your challenge tunes. Think about it. I know most of us are pretty have probably done the elders many times. So, but again, always just be mindful of other players being around, the new zones, find out where the new elders are. Most of them were around yellow mobs, though I think in Kaz Algaz, in the new continent, but there was, yeah, I'm going to say there definitely was a couple that were surrounded fairly closely with red mobs, and I'm just trying to think of where it was, but there was elites as well as normal. So just again, if you're taking a challenge turn to the new continent, please, please, please be very careful, because not everywhere, you know, with aggro and things like that, we don't want you to lose a turn to something like that. Zai says, elders in low level zone of a faction often spawn a high level guard when the other faction shows up. Yes. So, you know, again, these things are just all things to be mindful. If you are really unsure of going to a spot and you're like, eh, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing wrong with jumping off the toon, scouting it out, as Fair would always say. Jumping onto, you know, your scout toon, a normal toon, to just come in and have a look before you take your challenge toon, because dead is dead. If your toon dies, you're red flagged, your run is over. And as much as we love the world events for getting, you know, the bonus XP and all of that kind of thing on your toons, we want to see you make it. we don't want to see a dead toon. So yeah, dead is very dead, absolutely. So just remember, you know, just be very, very careful. But I will stay, there is, and I'll have this up on the website as well. So of course, Wowhead always has their own guide, which is fantastic. You know, it's got the maps, the pins of where everything is. If you're not running, I can't even think of what add-on, because you know me, I run 50 million add-ons. But there are add-ons that will bring up where the coins, on the map, there's a little coin. So when I hop in a game, I'm like, there's the Elder. That's exactly where I'm going to. But some of you don't run those types of add-ons, and that's fine. Places like Wowhead have all that information when you have a look at the guide. So I've put the link to the guide in there. I'll have it in the show notes. So if you're, you know, if you're really unsure about what to do, where to go for the elders, definitely check that out, as well as our guide for the our challenge tunes as well. But again, you know, bonus XP is fantastic. Maybe I might get one of my big girls out. We'll see. It's been a bit of a week. I you know, it would be great to end off Sunday with, you know, not getting her flagged. That would be great. So we'll see. The other thing that starts today, and again, we love for our challenge tunes that can use it, is Dark Moon Fair starts. So Dark Moon Fair will start from the 2nd until the 8th of February. Again, fantastic for your irons, your passies, your working men in particular, that can go down and do the quests. Obviously, there is no love for the Bloods, which includes Lunar Festival and Dark Moon Fair. Sorry, Bloods. Just keep killing shit. That's about the best that I can say. You know, we love the Bloods. Cheers to the Bloods. Cheers to the chat room. I didn't do this earlier, sorry. Yeah, we understand it's always a struggle for the Bloods. Cheers. Not intentional AMSR drinking coffee either. It's just, it is what it is. we're just rolling with it. Okay, so have I got everything? Okay, so that's the stuff that I had a look at. There's no date for 11.1 still that I could see. I know they've been running some Plunderstorm stuff on Twitch, World of Warcraft, I think. And I don't know if anyone's doing Plunderstorm. Obviously, it's not a challenge thing, but on your normal tunes, I must admit, I have not even had a chance. I haven't even had a chance. I'm just trying to play catch up, which seems to be never ending. Of course, we're doing Plunderstorm. Chrissy says yes. Of course. Look, I understand. I wish I delved into it the first time around, and I must admit, as much as I hate PvP, I found a strategy that worked. I'm gonna say 80% of the time. So, oh, seriously, Zaya, I completely even forgot about that. Love is in the air. Seriously? I'm just like, oh, slow down. Alright, I'll have to look at that. I might prep that, but I might not get to that until next weekend. So, I know normally the beginning of the year is fairly, you know, bump, bump, bump for what's going on in game with the world events, and you know, we have that where it starts off and it's just wham wham wham, and then you know there's a lull, and then it's world events again, and then there's a lull. So there is not enough time in our life for a new life. It starts on February 3rd. Seriously? Wow. Okay, it's it's right. Okay, so I'll be prepping for Love is in the Air as well. If anyone has, you know, finds anything out, let me know. I'll just get the draft in ready go, and I'll try and get a look at it before the end of the week, but I might not. So we will see. All I can say is that this week's work-wise is going to be... Last week was brutal. This week is not looking any better. My team of 5 is down to 2. So, that's me and a part-timer. It's just been really shit because a lot of stuff has hit all at once and people are not well. Like literally influenza A, so they've got the flu plus they're a chronic asthmatic. So, and then there's a few other things. So it's just been... we don't get any help. So, yeah, fantastic. So, anyway, yeah, it's a bit brutal. So, again, you know, I will get to Love is in the Air when I can, unless, Sire, you would like to take that on. Up to you, but I'll get to it when I can. So, yeah, I'm pretty much doing... I'm just doing real long days at the moment because I don't have my manager or my supervisor, so I'm being both of them as well as doing my job. Yeah. Anyway. It is what it is, Lena. Yeah. So it is very long days at the moment, and yeah. So any thoughts on when Love hits, but I'll try and have a look after I get Shodan and Luna done today. I'll take a look and see if WoW has got some, you know, pre-information, so I'll have a look at that. All right, let's do State of the Challenges, because I know you guys have been busy leveling, and it's fantastic to see. All right, let's start with irons. We had 10 irons. It's so good to see, you know, so many people playing. 10 is, again, fantastic. All right, at number 10, we've got, and again, apologies, you know I'm going to butcher names and mispronounce and all of that. I do try my best. So at number 10 we have got Val Fraser at level 20. 9 is Anna Woke at level 23. 8 is Hef Moo Man at level 40, RIP. 7 is Iron Lumo at level 71. 6 is Beldolphin at level 71. Number 5, Please Don't Die, level 71, RIP. 4 is Elissa Iron at level 72. Number 3 this week is Eluded at level 75. Number 2 is Bikini Wall at level 76, RIP. And number 1 is Soft Iron, who's out level 80, becoming the 26th War Within Iron Man Challenge Champion. So, 1, 2, that's 3 RIPs off the irons. Alright, let's have a look at our bloods. We have got 4 bloods. Number 4 is Sunstone at level 12. Number 3 is Silverhill at level 33. Number 2 is Neuro BT at level 72, RIP. Number 1 is Bloody Helly at level 73. I tell you what, we got some high level tunes around at the moment. Which is fantastic. Pacifist. We've got 10 pacifists. That is fantastic. Number 10, we've got Pacifier at level 26. Number 9 is Patient at level 32. 8 is Plurogi at level 41. 7 is Gurn at level 55. 6 is Kalassi at level 72. Number 5, No Kill Bell at level 73, but they are red flagged because of their kills and their killing blows. So they've got 20 kills and 20 killing blows. Number 4 is Beldolded at level 74, RIP. Number 3, Azzy Cow at level 75. Go Azzy. Number 2 is Olivine at 76, RIP. And number 1 pacifist this week is Explore at level 76. What a fantastic name. Who got that name? That sounds like a Chris name. That's awesome. Alright, so yeah, a little bit rough on the passies. So commiserations, guys. Working Man, we have got 1 Working Man, which is Tesley at level 78, so that's fantastic. Greens, we've got 4 greens, so at number 4, we've got Frickin' Frack at level 12. What a great name. Zep explores my earthen who level primarily by exploration up to level 70. That is fantastic, Zep. Well done. Oh, that's exciting. That's fantastic. All right. Green, so Frick and Frack. I love, what a fantastic name, love that. Level 12. Number 3 is Knock-A-Lash at level 16. 2 is Storm Shadek at level 47. And number 1 is Eevee Challenge at level 70. Is Eevee back playing? That would be fantastic if they are. Yeah, with the XP buff, exploration is a blast. Thanks, I. Yeah, admittedly, yes. See, it seems to be. I really need to get some challenge time to play. Challenge playtime. God, leader words. Take a drink of coffee. Obviously, I need more caffeine. Cheers. Oh. Maybe it's not strong enough. Maybe that too. Alright, tins. We have got 3 tins this week. So, number 3 is Tin Man, who's level 17. Number 2 is Laugh and Groan. Level 21, but they are red flagged, uncommon gear. The big thing, I think, was the gear. So they must have decided to run the turn normal, I'm guessing. But anyway, number 1 is Leekus at level 38. Alright, teams. Iron teams. We have 2. Again, we've got 2, which is fantastic. So, at number 2, we have got Fire Wizard Money Weed Guna Cartel. Level 12. And number 1 is Flame Kachet. I think I've said that right. Apologies if I haven't. They're level 23, guys. So we've got another Iron Team. Like, again, it is fantastic to see some people trying on the Iron Teams. Well done. We do have 1 Iron Team who's made it to max. Our first Iron Team ever. Which was Team Yogurt. Yeah, which again, to read the write-up on their leveling it was fun because there was 2 of them. I got perspective. I asked for them both to answer the questions, and it was I really enjoyed reading their journey. It was great. So please go check it out if you haven't had a read of that. Alright, we had no blood teams, no green man teams this week. So, again, I'm so happy we've got iron teams. It's wonderful to see. Okay. This is good. We're getting through stuff quite well. Leader's not getting too sidetracked today. If anyone's got any funnies, that you'd like to add, please, let me know. But I have got, I've got 2. So for chit chat, we're just going to, the first one is what would bears be without bees? Ears. Where is here you go, Chris, for you. I must admit I had to read that one a couple of times before that one sunk in, but then once I got it, I'm a bit slow sometimes. Once I got it, I was like, that is kinda cute. It's kinda cute. The other one is really as much as people say that it's a funny coffee pun, It's kind of my life. So, you know, it should be one of those things that's like stretched behind me that I put in a plaque, which is I don't have a problem with coffee. I have a problem without it. Which is very, very true. And again, I am having a absolutely delicious mocha that I've made because, you know, I know the lighting. I've got to sort out the lighting. My blood type is coffee, is of course some, you know, another motto. Everyone would have a problem with me if I didn't have coffee. Absolutely. I hear you, Chris. Bear with me. I'm just going to put the aircon on. It's getting a bit warm. So yes. Like fun times. Yes, Zep. That would be a physical reaction for both Chris and I, for certain, without coffee. I think it would be a lot more. I think there isn't there like a gif or something of, you know, like someone turns it like snarls. Yeah, like me before I've had coffee to start the day, maybe. I don't know. All right. Now, is there anything that I've missed that you know you'd like to bring up if anyone's got a joke or something that they would like to share in the chat room? As I said, I am trying to keep this year, trying to keep the shows, you know, down time frame. I'm hoping that when I can, obviously, when I can, I could probably be here all day and chat away, but there are things to be done for the show, for the website, as well as IRL. There's always something. I think I've covered most of it, Chris. Okay, all right. That would be good. How did we go with the just the music? In the background, that's I'm thinking it's a nice like chill one. It's different to our intro outro. I just kind of wanted a nice little chill one. It's good. The level's good. All right, I'll have to remember to do that. Did anyone have last week? Barely can hear it. That's it. So far, my headphones haven't turned off. So. For me, I'm thinking by just having the music, it's more for me. I'm thinking by just having that, for some reason, even though I'm streaming, maybe it's because I do it through XSplit, that it doesn't register, like it registers I'm streaming, but it doesn't. So therefore it goes, oh, it's not being used. So it shuts down after a while because they are wireless. And I have to keep thinking whenever I want to go do something, I think I have to take them off and walk away. But I can, you know, if I'm checking on Cozzy or whatever, I can literally keep them on, which is does make it a little bit easier at times. All right. Well, I think we've covered everything. So if that's it, we'll wrap up the show and we've had a nice, you know, easy an easy one and everyone can get back to playing or do sleeping. I know Chris needs to sleep. Hopefully. All right, let's have a look. Where's my little, where is it? This one? No, wrong one later. Good one. Oh, all right. Okay, so, again, and I'm want to figure out how I can just have the Iron Elite names scrolling. I've been trying to figure it out. It's not really. Get started playing this year, not had a chance in January. Oh, Mrs. Rockguru, completely hear you. Completely hear you. Now's a good time, because we've got, I was just saying, we've got Lovers in the Air start soon. We've got Luna. Dockman Fair starts today, tomorrow for you guys. So, it is a good time to, if you want to get back onto Challenge Tunes, there's a lot of stuff going on in game, which keeps us busy. So, yeah. All right. So, to our wonderful Iron Elites, thank you all very much for your support. It pays for the website. Literally pays for the website. That's it. It does. So, thank you very much. Awesome trousers. Execute. Evie, Fair, Chris, Leader, Mark, Mr. Nisi, Mrs. Rock Guru, Rud, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, Zaya, Zep. Again, we have got a bunch of people that will forever be our Iron Elites, and I always like to have that reminder of them, because not only are they no longer with us, or no longer playing the game, whatever that may be, but a lot of them have paved the way with the challenges, with various things. So, it's always good to recognize those people, and we miss them. I know I do. Let's not start crying later. But yeah, we do. So always with us. Yes, Chris, absolutely. Also to the wonderful WoW Challengers team, thank you. Thank you for being here, for modding in the live stream, in Twitch. I was gonna say in Twitch, in Discord, for helping out on the website. For all of the things, thank you. I appreciate our team greatly, and for all the things, the little and the big things that you do to help me. 'Cause like I said, IRL is a little bit crazy, and I'm not around as much as I'd like to be, but I can't at the moment, 'cause it's just tired, and I have, work is. I can't retire yet. Why not? Chris, when are we winning Lotto? Please? Like now? Yes. It is next week. Thank you. Okay. That would be great. Thank you to our Code Wardens as well for all of the hard work that you do. I know Zai's been busy popping in, checking on things, because code changes and things get moved around and people get flagged for things because Blizzard's changed the code and all of that. Thank you for sorting that. Thanks to Rudd for sorting some back end stuff of the website, which is, again, you guys are invaluable to us. So thank you very much to everyone here that's in with me live. Thank you for hanging out. Again, I appreciate you. Chris, Zaya, Mrs. Rock Guru, Zep. It's just wonderful to. I mean, I'd be here talking to no one. I'd still do the show, but again, I appreciate that you guys give some time to come hang out with me for a little bit, and contribute by keeping me somewhat on track. Somewhat. So, thank you very much. Heart you all. Appreciate that. Okay, as I said, with the first show back, we're still keeping the fortnightly shows, or shows every 2 weeks. So the next show will be Saturday, February 15, 7 p.m. Eastern. Which, if you're time wise, that's 10 a.m. Sunday for me. So, whatever your conversion, I'm Brisbane time. I'm not on daylight savings, which a lot of the rest of Australia is. Kinda shit during summer. Especially when I'm trying to ring some of the southern states and just gone, it's like 4:02 Brisbane time. Why aren't they working? Because it's 5:02 and they've finished and they've gone home. Fantastic. So we will keep with that. Yes. Time zones. Time zones has been a absolute bugbear ever since I started one doing podcasts. So what's that like? Well over 10 years when I started doing Control Alt WoW, Behind the Avatar, when I was doing Geektopia with Ben and Mental Steve. I just went blank. My best friend is over in America and trying to keep up with our time zones. Especially when they also work, I won't say strange hours. But yes, it's time zones is. Is it's been an absolute bugbear. They are strange. Yes, thank you all that. All right, so don't forget, pop over to wowchallenges.com where you will find all the information for all the socials. If you want to download, go for it. You can listen to, if you just want to listen to the show there, it should be on, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, that kind of thing. If you want to go watch it on YouTube, the YouTube channel, which is fantastic, or even if you listen to it, I must admit, I love watching YouTube videos, but there are times when it's just great to, if I'm busy and I'm just listening to it as a podcast, and then of course someone mentions something and you're like, damn it, I've got to look at the screen. So that's always fun. If anyone needs to contact me, there's several ways. So certainly you can send an email to the show, podcast@wildchallenges.com. Hit me up on Discord. Again, just remember, with time zones and me working full time and long hours at the moment, it might be a little bit before I get back to you. I will get back to you. You can certainly contact the mods if you've got an issue or something. Let them know that I'm to contact you. Otherwise, you can find me Discord. Emails, Twitter. I am never calling it X. It's just you. It's Twitter. I do have. What's the other ones? Anyway, all sorts of socials. I'm around if you need to contact me. Okay, so please don't feel like I'm uncontactable. I certainly am, but again, it might just be a little bit of a delay getting back to you because of, IRL and time zones and all of that fun stuff. Okay, well, I think we've covered everything. Again, thank you very much for hanging out with me, guys. Big thank you to Mr. Nisi for our intro. Again, we've kept the same intro again this year because I love the intro. Maybe we'll get a new one, maybe one day, but at the moment it brings a smile to my dial every time I hear Nisi go, flowers, flowers. I can't even do it. Yeah, But we all know what I'm meaning. So he did awesome with that intro. So thank you very much for that. Okay. For all of you, please have a good couple of weeks. As I said, I'll be back on the 15th. February the 15th. Please stay safe both in and out of game. Take care of yourself in all aspects, and we'll see you then. All right, guys. Bye. The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita, copyright 2025. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.